Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of the syndicated talk show, People of Distinction. The talk that gives you an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, alcoleenterprises.com, for more info. Email me through benji@alcoleenterprises.com if you'd like to get involved with what we have going. And as always, please continue to like and follow our broadcasts. People of Distinction is internationally syndicated solely due to the love and support that you all continue to give. We're available across all major distributors, and as long as you keep following, we're going to continue to put out the content. Now sit back and strap in, because on the line with us today, we have the impressive Vito Hemphill. And we're going to be discussing Vito's incredible book, Unity of Opposites. It's Amazon, it's Barnes & Noble, man, it's a lot of other places. But to get everything that he has in store, check out his personal website. That's drvitohemphill.com. There, gather more information on Dr. Hemphill, more information on his book, hyperlinks set up to take you to the purchasing pages. Man, I'm telling you, it's a one-stop shop. Again, that's the abbreviation, drvitohemphill.com. And I quickly want to take an opportunity and point out the fact that Dr. Hemphill was brought to us by Quipper Prints. So for my writers out there listening in, if you've gone through your process, you've created your masterpiece, then listen, man, now you need some assistance moving it. You gotta contact Quipper. They're one of the best movers in the business. Head on over to quipperprints.com and gather all of the ways that their fantastic team is gonna help move your creative endeavors. And listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Vito here on the line. People, the moment you start to do research, man, you are going to gravitate towards this book. It is much more than a catchy title. What if the conflict that you feel isn't a problem to be solved, but actually a duality to be embraced? Now, that's an interesting question, and I think it's one worth pondering, and that's what we're going to be talking about here today, people. We are going to be diving deep, because Dr. Vito, he's here to flip the script on inner work. In his book, Unity of Opposites, it offers a radical approach that true peace isn't found by choosing a side, but actually by unifying the masculine and the feminine energies within all of us. You see, this practical guide to ending your internal civil war and unlocking a state of sustained grace is simply one click away. Because once you head on over to Amazon, man, it's just as easy as that. Your journey will begin, your mind will be open, and you're going to receive a fantastic education. Sit back, strap in, get ready. Today, we're going to scratch the surface. Tomorrow, you're going to learn it all. Dr. Hemphill, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you for being here, man. This feels like a conversation we all need to be having right now.
Thank you, Benji. It's nice to be here with you.
Listen, I'm looking forward to what we're going to be able to learn from this. And like I mentioned, thank you for writing it. Let's start off at the foundation. I do think it's important to learn a little bit more about your background. So tell us more about yourself.
I've been a chiropractic physician for about 40 years now. And I practice in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I use various techniques of physical healing. But one of the things I learned along the way was how to use muscle testing or applied kinesiology to access information directly from the body without words, using the muscles themselves to test and thoughts in my mind and getting answers. And what I found out was when I asked what really caused the physical problems that people bring, like backache, headache, or neck, whatever it is, 90% of the time, it would say it was a subtle cause, which is not physical, but actually emotional, mental, or spiritual in nature. So the three questions I asked, was it physical, chemical, or subtle? Mm-hmm. And 90% of the time, it said subtle. So I quickly realized that if I didn't work with that part of the human nature, that I would have great repeat patients, but people wouldn't really ever get better.
Okay, let's jump right in. Unity of Opposites. Tell us more about your book.
Okay, the book is a simple self-help book which helps you track the masculine and feminine. Those are the opposites that I'm talking about in the book. Mm-hmm. Because when I was working with patients, I realized that one of the biggest concerns people had was their relationships, their love relationship, relationships with coworkers, with friends, with family members. And that seemed like the biggest challenge that people faced. So I thought, when I write this book, what am I going to write about? So I decided I should write about how to balance the masculine and feminine within each person and then get them to look at that model for their relationships with others.
Vito, I think it's such an interesting concept because, listen, instead of seeking to eliminate our quote-unquote negative traits, your method seems to teach your readers how to transmute them. Let's dive a little deeper. Can you describe what that process looks like in practice?
Okay, in practice, it's mostly about self-awareness. Because my contention, and this is not something everybody would think of initially, is that we are both masculine and feminine, whether we're a man or a woman, gay or straight, we have masculine and feminine components within all of us. And so by learning to look at those parts of ourselves, we can see how we're taking action in the world based on that inner matrix and how therefore that we're manifesting a life based upon what we're holding within our consciousness. So by becoming more aware of ourselves, we can make choices on how to change that matrix and therefore change our life instead of saying, oh, we're a victim of life or so-and-so did this to me or that to me. No, I'm actually manifesting what I believe within myself. And so by working with myself and looking at that model with a few other people, you can actually change your reality and have a better, more joyful life.
All right. So now continuing along the lines of utilizing this in practice, right? Coming up with a visual representation. So you're talking about balancing these energies. Let's just say for an example, right? A business leader who is often rewarded for this over-reliance on his masculine traits in direction, action, and uses this at work to invoke that leadership style. How can a more feminine wisdom like collaboration help create a healthier organization? Talk to us about this particular example, or you can change the example if you'd like, but that particular archetype is something that we see very often and utilizing and relying heavily on that masculine energy, but how can utilizing and balancing more of a feminine energy really create a healthier work environment?
Okay, well, see, mostly what men that are very successful have done in business, the ones that work 15 hours a day or whatever, they're in the doing. They're constantly doing something, whether it's planning their day or working with their employees or making new goals. A lot of it is in the masculine, in the doing. And so the masculine is more doing and the feminine is more being. And so what these people probably need to do is balance a sense of meditation, introspection, self-nurturance, those types of things that are more feminine in nature. So what it helps them see that, and I, in my book, talk about four major aspects or archetypes, the positive feminine, the negative feminine, the positive masculine, and the negative masculine. So this helps people realize if a person you describe, that male that loves to work, looks at himself, he may see that he's really functioning in the negative masculine, or he's in the negative feminine and not even acknowledging his own feminine. So he needs to balance this. It's really effective people. They meditate, they work out, they plan, but they also have a rich emotional life. Mm-hmm. And that's something that often is lacking in some of the male leaders that we see in our society, especially some of the leaders that have run this world for so many eons have been caught up in what I call the ill patriarchy. And so we're trying to help get past that.
People, listen, this is a book that's going to do just that. It's going to help you get past. It's going to help you recognize a lot of these things that oftentimes go unnoticed. It's Amazon. It's Barnes & Noble. It's drvitohemphill.com. Head on over there. Purchase your copies of Unity of Opposites today, because I promise you, man, this is going to be a groundbreaking approach to helping you change your lives for the better. And it's a conversation I'm so glad we're having. Vito, my follow-up question now, man, listen, what I love about it, but I also understand is, yeah, look, okay. I'm going to age myself here a little bit. I was born and raised in a time where technology was not developed into the way it is today, right? And for all of the amazing benefits that technology has offered, there is one very sharp negative side to it. And that's, people are are expecting instant gratification nowadays, right? We're so used to getting things right when we want it, right? We don't need to go to the grocery store anymore, man. You got Amazon, you got all these other delivery services. You can simply, with a touch of the button, you get things brought right to you. You need information, you got it fast just by simply looking it up. AI is changing the world in so many different ways. We got that. Your work, this is not a quick fix. This is going to be a long practice that readers need to implement. And I actually love the fact that it is, but I do understand that duality and the conflict with the world that we currently live in. So let's talk to those people now, the ones that are on their journey and they're chipping away. Well, what are some of the subtle, perhaps even unexpected signs that someone is making progress on this path long before they actually achieve what you quote unquote, that sustained grace?
They're going to have more flow in their life. We're really supposed to be in tune with life and flow with it, not think that we can control it. And so as you start to relax more and you start to move more into your feminine while keeping the productive masculine present, because we need both, then things flow better and everything works better and there's more joy and there's more peace and there's more harmony with your friendships and your partner. Your partner is an excellent example of this balance within yourself, because your partner is the one that most reflects who you are, because you've chosen them. They're pushing all of your buttons. They're really helping you grow. Mm-hmm. And so by using your partnership and a few other relationships that are challenging, I have people pick out their partner plus two other challenging people in their life and start to track these aspects within those people. They start to understand what it is within themselves that has attracted those people, how they can change those patterns, like boundaries with those people. There's a mirroring exercise in the book where we pick out the things that we find most challenging about other people and realize that we are actually either that or the opposite of that within ourselves. So therefore, instead of feeling victimized by other people, then we start to see it as instruction as to what we need to do for ourselves. And you talked about before about the work and how people overwork and how societies become more technological. I think people have lost their humanity. I think in the last 10 years or so, ethics have fallen away. Yeah. Courtesy has fallen away. People just ghost people. If the answer is no, you don't call them back. When I was younger, you were polite. You would call, you would communicate, you would express your feelings. You would say, why I can't do this or whatever. But now people have become cut off from their own hearts. Mm. And this book is about keeping your heart and keeping your mind and having them work together in unity with your higher self. So there's the heart, the mind, and the higher self. And I tell people they have to get yeses from all those things, all those parts of themselves. In other words, everything has to be in unity before they can move forward in their life and make decisions. So I'm trying to help people just learn how to look at themselves more realistically. And the part they don't usually see is their subconscious and unconscious aspects. And so by tuning in through meditation and through these processes, they begin to see what's really there. And then they can make choices on how to use it more effectively.
Dr. Hemphill, you are, man, you said a mouthful with that last answer. And I'm right there with you. There is so much happening in the world right now. It reminds me of a quote that I remember hearing years ago, but it's something that has always stuck with me. And it's, true revolution happens within you. You can't necessarily change the world, but you can change yourself. One thing is certain is humanity is just in a rough place right now. And this is why a book of this nature that will help with that personal reflection is a great step in the right direction. Vito, as we close out, so many things, not only in with this book with regards to you, but things that I've heard so often from other guests that we've had on the network, and in particular authors. A lot of times they're writing pieces primarily from a place of experience, from looking within, similar to aspects of your book. I want to now change this and turn it towards you. We've been talking about tips for readers and what to expect. I'm curious to know, as we close out, man, what was your own most significant unity of opposites? What was a moment where you really found very significant from the methods and the things found within the book that was used to help improve yourself?
I'd say it was my whole life that was this, and I just didn't even know it until later I started to articulate it. When I was a very young child, I had a lot of troubles with being beaten up at school and being victimized, and I was in my wounded feminine. I was not in my masculine energy at all. And so over the years, I learned how to release my pain and take my voice and really bring up my masculine energy so it's functional, and also to get so much of the pain out of the feminine that I could actually be more joyful and enjoy my life and combine that with my positive masculine and have a productive experience with my family, with my patients, with my beloved. So it really can change, but it does take time. My book has worksheets at the end. It describes exercises, and the whole process probably takes you at least 3 months. I'll have to be honest and say you're going to have to work for it. Nothing comes that easily when you're making these kind of big changes in yourself. Yeah. But you did say about changing the world. I do think you'll change your personal world if you change your inner matrix, because as you come to peace with yourself, you'll attract more peaceful situations. If you're angry, you'll attract people that are angry. It's like attracts like opposite or opposites, but you'll see that your life does change if you just work with it and be honest. And it's such a simple thing. It doesn't require any extra tools, just a piece of paper, a pencil, and the book.
This is something incredible. People, there is so much to be gained here. And if you take nothing else from today's discussion, take this. The challenge isn't to become someone new, but to finally integrate who you already are. And listen, I get it, right? The words are much simpler than the action. I've mentioned it. He's mentioned it. This is a process, people. It's not going to happen overnight. But the work, it needs to be done. And I promise you, your future self is going to thank you for doing it. Dr. Hemphill, thank you, man, for guiding us inward to start transforming ourselves by working inward first to change our outer worlds. People, I'm telling you, man, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, drvitohemphill.com. Pick up your copy of Unity of Opposites today. This is essential work for anyone ready to build a more harmonious life from the inside out. Work starts today. Pick up your copies. Dr. Hemphill, this has been a true pleasure, man. Such an honor. Thank you again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
Thank you, Benji, so much. And the last thing I wanted to say is our words, thoughts, and emotions are the template of our future.